News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government is to make over 77 million euro available in order to attract more tourists to the country. The investment is for overseas marketing aimed at regions that have been ignored in previous years. Ona Mara Walsh is the chief executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. What do you make of this plan, Ona?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, it's very welcome. I mean, it's detail from the National Development Plan, which was already announced last year, but it's welcome detail. So there's going to be an additional 77 million euro, as you say, to attract new and emerging markets to Ireland to experience our tourism product. And that's a good thing. We are kind of becoming too dependent, in my view, and in a lot of industry leaders' view, on the North American market. And please God, that stays strong for as long as possible. But we know with the geopolitical and macroeconomic uncertainty out of there, we do need to fish from other ponds as well.
Yeah, it's the statement saying this would be underpinned by more direct flights from several countries, including Canada, the US, India and the UAE. If Michael O'Leary was on the show, he would say it's very hard to have more direct flights because of the passenger cap that's still in place at Dublin Airport.
Yeah, and he's dead right. I mean, actions, you know, words need to be followed by actions. And you had, I think, the Dublin Airport issue on your show earlier on, and you mentioned that, the US authorities and indeed the White House is now taking an interest. And we know with the current US president, it's such a sort of transactional, he has such a transactional view of the world. The Dublin Airport passenger cap needs to be lifted and needs to be lifted urgently. It was in the programme for government 12 months ago that it would be lifted as soon as possible. Minister Dara O'Brien, who's the Minister for Transport, has said that there's going to be legislative intervention, but we've had absolutely no progress to date. And as each week and as each month goes by, it throws up more uncertainty for the Irish economy and certainly for the Irish tourism economy.
Okay, Peter Burke, the minister, what has been interpreted as a bit of a dig at his predecessor in the job, Catherine Martin of the Green Party. He said there'd been a lack of political direction to attract visitors from certain parts of the world. Was that a fair criticism?
Well, certainly something that we had advocated for quite some time was that tourism move to an economic portfolio. Previously, as you say, it was in Minister Catherine Martin's department, which was a sort of a six-headed beast and without sort of an economic focus. It's now moved to the Department of Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, and it's in a much better fit. This is Ireland's largest Indigenous industry, biggest regional employer. All the big issues, such as the Dublin Airport passenger cap, such as the hospitality VAT rate, such as market diversification, they all have economics at the core. So it's only right and proper that we're now in an economics portfolio led by an economics minister.
Just very finally, some people would say the elephant in the room here is it prices in Ireland. I mean, if you're coming from India to Ireland, for example, like you're going to look at the price in restaurants where it seems to be impossible now to get out without paying 60 quid a head in a restaurant. The price of hotels. Ireland is just so expensive. Is that not a huge deterrent to tourism?
Yeah, well, there's certainly a segment of the market that will be turned off by the high costs in Ireland. And that's something that we have to face up to. Eurostat came out with figures last year which showed that Ireland is the second most expensive country in the EU, just after Denmark. So obviously all those high cost inputs, whether it's food or insurance or utilities, that finds its way ultimately to the price of a pint, the price of a meal, the price of a hotel bedroom. What we have to ensure as the Irish tourism industry is that we offer value for money. We're never going to be the cheapest destination. We can never compare with, for example, the Southern Med, but we have to make sure that the experience that a tourist gets here is compelling and enriching and rewarding.
Okay, Ona Mara Walsh, Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.